Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos, DontPerish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, today on the Gospel Road, we are standing in front of, on a Sunday morning, an Assembly of God church, something called Thrive Church in Wausau. What I wanted to do was give a general audio exposing of the Assembly of God to warn you this Thrive Church falls under that same false way. So let's talk about it real quick. So the Assembly of God was not ordained by Jesus Christ in the first century. Assembly of God is ordained in the early 1900s. It basically comes out of something called the Azusa Street Revival. The whole Pentecostal movement comes out of AOG. So it's basically a daughter of the whore, the harlot, Roman Catholic Church. She came out of the evangelical system that came out of Roman Catholicism. So let's get right to the Assembly of God. So what do they do that's sinful, unbiblical? Why would we call them out? Well, first of all, let's start with the biblical gospel. While in their lips they would proclaim Jesus' death, burial, resurrection, repentance, they'll talk about being born again, they'll talk about holiness, and some of them will talk about endurance. That's the crux of the gospel. The fruit of the gospel is not in the Assembly of God organization. They are worldly. They don't follow in spirit and truth. They're connected to the world. This current church, Thrive Church, that I'm standing in front of, the pastor boasts right on their website that he loves sports. This is of the world. Jesus said, my sheep are not of the world. So the biblical gospel they don't have, calling people out of the world, calling people to holiness, coming out of, ready, politics, sports, entertainment, all of this. So they lack the biblical gospel to eternal life. Then, when we get past that, so then they keep, as I mentioned, pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter with the Roman Catholics and the evangelicals. How can you be of God and keep false pagan ways? Christmas and Easter were never ordained by the Father. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth. So we got the gospel, we got pagan holidays. How about Assembly of God? Well, let me go back to pagan holidays. Good Friday is a lie. Jesus didn't die on Friday. 3 days and three nights he'll be in the grave. How do you get Friday night to Sunday morning, 3 days and three nights? You don't get that. It's a lie. He died on Wednesday. He rose on Saturday because he's our Sabbath rest. So they're teaching lies. Revelation 22, 14 and 15 says a lie will keep you out of the kingdom of God. And so we got false gospel, pagan holidays, worldliness, sports, entertainment, pride, vanity in their dress. Young men have told me many times, oh, I can't even go in these churches. I got to look at the ground. The girls dress like harlots. They tell me that all the time. And the pastors and the moms and the dads allow them because they're dressed in unbiblical ways as well. So they don't have that discernment. False gospel, worldliness, pagan holidays. Let's talk about feminization. Uncovered women's heads and female leadership in the Assembly of God. They have lady pastors. This current church has a lady pastor with her husband. Paul said that was sinful. Go read 1 Corinthians 14. Go read 1 Timothy. Women are not to be in a leadership and authority. So they're feminized. How much more do we need? We've got a false gospel that doesn't bear the fruit of holiness coming out of the world. We've got paganism with their false holidays that God says in Mark 7 makes your worship of God in vain. We've got worldliness, sports, politics, entertainment that are vile, corrupt, fleshly, sinful. We've got pagan holidays, if I didn't mention that. I'm out in the street here, so got to pay attention to the traffic. We've got feminization, lady pastors, women with their heads uncovered, people dressing unbiblical, not covering their temples. So that is the crux of what is wrong with the Assembly of God organization. And if you go to DontPerish.com, I have advanced teachings on the gospel. I have advanced teachings on a 10-point test that goes into all these in detail. I have many, many teachings on coming out of the culture, sports, politics, dress, pagan holidays. Go check it out at DontPerish.com. That's with a P-E-R. And you can email me, DontPerish@Outlook.com, and I'd be happy to help you to see the truth of God's holy set apart body, the ecclesia, versus this false man-made way called Assembly of God, which really just was invented by men not long ago. It's a denomination that God will reject, has rejected, as it keeps the ways of the world, as it keeps false holidays, as it keeps feminization, as it keeps false traditions, as it doesn't live the biblical gospel to eternal life. So that's what I got for you today. We're standing outside this Assembly of God. This testing will go up. It will show many people online for years and years to come why the Assembly of God is unbiblical, sinful. You must repent and come out of the world and walk in holiness and obedience and only fellowship and gather with true saints. 1 Corinthians 1:10 says, all speaking the same things, being of one mind, perfectly united together. That's not your denominational systems. And if you know anything about don'tperish.com, look around our website. We're fair. We call out the Roman Catholics. In fact, there's a Roman Catholic church across the street. Going to be exposing the Roman Catholicism. I already do on my website. And we call out all types of religions. We were just at a Hindu festival where we called out their false demonic god. So we're not partial. We call out all things for the glory of God, speaking the truth in love. So test the Assembly of God to the Word of God. If you truly are born of God and you truly believe you have the Holy Spirit in you, you are either wrong, you're a false convert, you don't have the Holy Spirit, or you're not listening to the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, because He would have brought you out of the Assembly of God system a long time ago, because John 16 says He comes to teach us all truth. I just exposed in a few minutes about 6-7 lies and sins and heresies of the Assembly of God Church. Why are you still in it, uniting to that which God abhors? And we must hate every false way. Psalm 119:104. That's all I got for you. Hopefully some people will come outside this building today and talk about the truth of God versus the corrupt man-made religion. Go read Colossians 2:8. All the philosophies and traditions of men that deceive. Walk in spirit and truth. Follow Christ with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. We love you all. Repent and obey the gospel. God be praised.